Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Cowboys win last night 27-13 at Nissan Stadium. The Titans have lost six games in a row and now face a winner-take-all situation in Jacksonville for the AFC South coming up next week. But, Joe, a change at quarterback last night. Josh Dobbs comes in. Plays reasonably well last night for the Titans, 20 of 39 in the game, 232 yards passing, one touchdown, one interception. And throwing the question out there today, based on what you saw from Josh Dobbs last night and based on who we think could be returning to the lineup next week for the Titans, and we're talking Derrick Henry, Jeffrey Simmons, hopefully healthier, Danico Autry, hopefully back in there, Christian Fulton, the list goes on and on. How much better do Titans fans feel about their chances to beat Jacksonville on the road and win their third consecutive AFC South title that Josh Dobbs has taken over as quarterback? So, Joe, I'll ask you the same question. Based on what you saw last night and who we think might be back in the lineup for the Titans, how much better should we feel? How much better do you feel about the Titans and their chances to take down Jacksonville next week?
I think fairly significantly better. So I'm at 56%. If David Long Jr. is the last IR return, I'm 65%. Titans will win. I'd say before last night's development, did we do this? We've done so many numbers lately. We're so into percentages now. It's very exciting development on the show. I would say before yesterday's developments of going to Dobbs, watching how he played, watching how the Titans played too. I really do think that as funny as it is to say after a six straight loss by two touchdowns at home, I think that they showed a lot of guts and heart. And I think they're going to come with everything they've got in that game. But before all these things took place, I probably put them at 38% to win in Jacksonville. So for me, it's a pretty significant uptick in their chances.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good bump. Look, let's keep one thing in mind here. The loss last night, obviously, you don't want to lose. And if you're the Titans, losing six games in a row, that's not good going into the Jacksonville game. So I'm not trying to scapegoat that at all.
Is that bad? Hashtag is that bad?
Is that bad? It's pretty bad. But, I mean, let's be realistic about the roster they threw out there last night. The Titans had virtually no chance to win that game last night. And we knew it heading into the game. We talked about it yesterday on the show of what the roster was going to look like for the Titans in the game against the Cowboys and how unlikely it was going to be that they had a chance to win that game. So I take a look at exactly what it looks like right now with the Titans, with who they could have coming back in there. And I feel way better today than I did this time yesterday about their chances to beat Jacksonville. Now, if I had to nail down at the moment, right now, who I think is going to win next week, I'm going Jacksonville. Like, I think Jacksonville is going to win the game. I like Josh Dobbs. I like the way that he played last night. But I do think Jacksonville, if I had to pick right now today, I think they're going to win next week. But I feel way better about it from a Titans standpoint than I would this time 24 hours ago. And I will say, I am interested to see with Josh Dobbs another week in the offense, how much did the Titans learn about him last night as to what they feel like they can take advantage of against Jacksonville next week. And also, having Derrick Henry back in there, I think we saw it last night. Hassan Haskins had a couple of good runs, including the one on fourth and two where he lowers the shoulder, and I thought it was a great run by him to pick up the first down there. But my God, I mean, there's a huge difference not having Derrick Henry in the lineup, and you could tell. So I'm interested to see that.
Yeah, there's a huge difference, and especially when you just think about also just a defense approaching the running back. I mean, there's just more opportunity for any other back, right, than Derrick Henry in terms of defensive attention. You know, and Hassan Haskins didn't really take advantage of it. He's fine, but no, there's a massive gap there. And so now you've given Henry this extra time to rest. I would assume that would really show up. I really think if there's one player, he could have made, you know, he could have in theory made the difference last night, but it was absolutely the right move is Jeffrey Simmons. I mean, Jeffrey Simmons has He's been playing on a sore ankle for weeks. And look, man, when your whole game is power and leverage in the trenches, I mean, an ankle injury is just like, it's just going to diminish you as a player. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he looks like, number 98 in that game. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of ways that the Titans can be, I'd say, the best version of themselves. Now, best version of themselves. Look, it's still not the best version of quarterback. Let's not lose our minds here. Some have, but you know, I've just muted someone else on Twitter, not for that, but for some. I mean, this idiot with the Dobbs. I guess, is it like a Vanderbilt fan or something that's screaming at us on Twitter? I just finally muted him. It's like, shut up, man.
I haven't seen it, so he must be muted by me too. I don't know.
No, you already muted him? Oh, wow.
I don't know who it is. So yeah,
good,
I guess
good
so.
Work. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's like DeMarcus 1776. You're muted. I will never see another one of your tweets. So tweet to your heart's desire now, please. But yeah, the takes about like Tannehill or Dobbs is better than Tannehill or whatever now. So it's not the, so it also won't be the best version of the Titans, but I think the best defensive version of the Titans in a long time, if it goes, if they don't have freakish practice injuries, by the way, I guess we can't rule that out. But it should be the best version of that defense in a long time, and certainly a much better version of the offense than it was with Malik Willis playing quarterback. I mean, it's not close.
Yeah. Well, first off, to the Jeffrey Simmons point, I'm interested to see how much of a difference this makes with the time off. So it'll be 2 weeks of rest for Jeffrey Simmons to that point. How much of a difference will that make? I mean, I think he's still been good out there and he's still made some plays, but I also think it's been clear that he's not been totally himself out there. And with him coming back, hopefully closer to 100%, and again, Danico Autry with the biceps injury, hopefully he's able to go. Like, those two together and close to 100%, we've not seen a ton of that so far this year when both of them have been close to 100%. I'd be very interested to see what sort of an impact they have on the game next week if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's because, like, you go back. I mean, so the, you know, things were really good for this team before hashtag the plane from Green Bay, right? 7-3, Archer gets carted off that night, but they're FaceTiming Ben Jones and everybody's feeling great. And I mean, Autry played one game since then, and he made an impact.
He did.
He made an impact for sure in the Houston game, but now imagine, you know, the best version of him or you know, close to it, closer to it. And when did Simmons hurt his ankle? Was it in the Kansas City game?
No, that was when he, I think, re-injured it, I thought.
Okay, that's right. So it goes back before that. It's been a long time since Jeff Simmons. And obviously, we talked so much during some of those games about how between the ankle and no Autry, he just, like, the impact is a lot less than you expect from him. But I think, again, just that alone, those two guys alone, I mean, they how many games have they wrecked together? They've wrecked some games. Tell me they can't wreck this game, feeling as healthy as they could potentially feel that day. And again, then you throw out Fulton with McCreary out there. You throw out Hooker with Byard out there. You still have to figure out some things, some shuffling with that secondary. But you throw David Long into that, all of that, and it's the best that defense has been in a long time.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Chris from Atlanta. Chris, thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, so watching the game last night, I thought, you know, Josh Dobbs did a really good job. You know, only been there for 5 days. Definitely an upgrade over Malik Willis. One thing I did have a question on, with Derrick Henry coming back to this game or coming up to the game against Jacksonville, do you guys think that Todd Downing will lean on him more, or do you think he'll try to use sort of the same game plan that he had last night, where you would roll Josh Dobbs out and kind of hit the downfield receivers and Woods and Burks and Okonkwo, or do you think he's going to lean heavy on Derrick Henry to kind of take away that? So just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Hey, thanks for the call. Well, Joe, I mean, I think you can do both, right? Like, I think you can lean on Henry, which they will do, and they should do. I mean, he's going to get the ball a lot in that game, as he should. But I also think that you can you can use concepts from the passing attack that you had last night that were successful, and you can implement those in the game. Like, I would expect the pocket to move a little bit with Josh Dobbs next week against Jacksonville. No, they don't have a Micah Parsons on the other side in Jacksonville, but they got some pretty darn good players that can get after the quarterback, as we just saw a few weeks ago. So I think Josh Dobbs will be on the move. I think he'll get outside of the pocket. And I think there's no reason why you can't do both if you're this Titans offense.
Look, I mean, it's always striving for balance. It's always striving for balance offensively and keeping the defense off balance. So, yeah, the game plan, like, to me, it's like you certainly – like Derrick Henry needs his touches, and you're gonna run some of your bread-and-butter running plays, and you're going to make the Jaguars defend them. But you also utilize play action off that, the RPO game. And, again, I think some yeah, moving the pocket, but also some stuff – to make the Jaguars think about Josh Dobbs as a runner too. I mean, it's a huge day for Todd Downing without question. And I mean, balance is always the name of the game. And so now with Henry, you have a chance for more space for some of these plays to get the ball in the Treylon Burks hands with a little bit of space and let him go. And Chigakonkwo, you got to have a balanced attack to have a chance to win this game.
We'll have more on the Titans coming up next. How much better do you feel about their chances to take down Jacksonville given the performance from Josh Dobbs last night? More of your thoughts on that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. Make sure you check out Nashville's Best Deals and get half-off gift cards for Old School Pizza, Nashville B-Cycle, and more. You can visit the game, nashville.com/deals, while supplies last. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning. Taking your thoughts on the Titans. How much better do you feel about their chances to take down Jacksonville given the way that Josh Dobbs played last night? 615-737-1025. Nate on the text line says, I don't trust the play calling not to screw it up against the Jags next week. They'll go away from what works. Donovan on the text line says, is Kyle Phillips out for the year? Sure could use his punt returns and third down conversions. Yes, I don't think Kyle Phillips is coming back. I don't know if you could use his punt returns.
Yeah. Could use, yeah. You just never know. You never know what you're going to find on the text line. Yeah, I think Kyle Phillips is, I don't know who would be. I think we agree. David Long would be the ideal return. Yes. I mean, other than like Tannehill for the AFC Championship game, which is technically.
I mean, if Dobbs gets him to the AFC Championship game, would you bring Tannehill back in there anyway? Who knows?
Probably not. Who would be number two though? I guess either of the offensive linemen who are on IR now.
Yes. Yeah.
If that's
probably
a possibility.
Davis.
Yeah, but I think Long makes most sense. By the way, I did get some I'd forgotten this. It was the Indy win, the second win over Indy. That's when Simmons hurt his ankle and when Tannehill hurt his ankle.
Yep.
So
in the Kansas City game, he re-injured it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a long time, man. It's been a long time. And by the way, you know, a point on that with, like, the offense last night, you know, I mean, Tannehill, I mean, some of the stuff they have had, like, to do with him on some of the bootleg stuff, obviously you have to take that out. I mean, Tannehill in some games has struggled to, like, get the reach there for, like, the outside zone to Henry, you know? So with Dobbs now, you can do some of those things that you kind of had to move away from because Tannehill has been out there with a gimpy ankle.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's got full mobility at the quarterback and can also operate the passing offense. I mean, that's what you need heading into this game. It helps.
It helps.
Helps a little bit heading into this game. I mean, again, I'm interested to see how Dobbs responds. Obviously, I mean, this is a pretty pressure-packed situation. It's a game to win the division, win the AFC South, and get into the playoffs. And you're going to have what I would presume to be a full week, or I guess at this point, over a full week of preparing as the starter if you're him. You know, I know Vrabel said last night they'll make a decision at some point later this week. I would be shocked if that decision has not already been made, that Josh Dobbs is the starting quarterback for the Titans next week. So how do you respond to it? And can he improve if you're Josh Dobbs? Like, that's the thing. He's been here for 8 days. I thought he played pretty well last night against the Cowboys defense that has really good players, really good speed, as they pointed out on the broadcast last night. And with more time in the building, more time getting into the game plan, how much better can he get next week? I mean, I will say one thing that you can't have next week, you can't be turning the football over. Like, you can't fumble the ball. You can't be throwing interceptions. Like, you gotta take care of the football next week if you're Josh Dobbs. And honestly, as well as he played last night, and I do think he played well, he very easily could have ended the night with four turnovers. He had two. He very easily could have ended it with four.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. He's got to play a cleaner game without question. Yeah, and as far as – it'll be interesting. Vrabel talks today at 11:30, so it'll be interesting. I wonder if Katie will be back by then. I don't know. I think she may have left me. It'll be interesting to see if he just says Dobbs is starting, or if he's just going to say, yeah, well, you know, we'll evaluate. You know, I will promise you this. The Jacksonville Jaguars, and of course they have a game this weekend, but I'm, you know, pretty confident there's some thinking ahead to the Titans already, because that game means zero to them. And I promise you they are preparing for Josh Dobbs and not preparing for Malik Willis. And if somehow they find out Malik Willis starting, all they'll say is, wow, thank you. Really appreciate that, Titans. I mean, that. So, like, you can wait and say, you know, we're not sure. That's fine, but that's – not going to change what the Jags coaching staff is preparing for. They're trying to prepare for everything, all the information they can have on Josh Dobbs right now.
I got a text that says, the Titans will beat the Jags if they have zero turnovers. That's the thing. Like, you got to take care of the football next week. And look, we know what the offensive line is going to be. We've gotten a couple questions today about Dennis Daly. Like, is he going to be starting at left tackle next week? I know that they kind of shifted some things in and out as the game came to a close yesterday. I just realistically, Joe, I don't think there's a better option than Daly right now. And I know that that is not good, but I just think this is where they're at. I don't know that it's going to change in week 18.
Yeah, we'll never know if Dylan Raidens was about to take that position and just run with it, you know. And honestly, had he done that, then it would be a fair criticism of this coaching staff. If he was just flat out better than Daly, to not give a look earlier. Just like, you know, I think it's fair to look at QB2 this year and say, you know, maybe you need to have someone who can actually come in and play quarterback in the NFL to be your backup quarterback. But I don't see anything but Dennis Daly in the finale. And you gotta help him, and he, you know, you gotta, like, some of his issues really have been, like, again, like talked about this before, like a chip that slingshots the guy around him and stuff. Like, the operation, not just with him, but with everything in protection, has to be better. I mean, a lot of the errors, they've made a lot of mistakes. It's not just like they've been deficient, and that's all, and they've been hurt, and that's all part of it. But they need to play a cleaner game all the way around to win this one.
William from Madison says, Jacksonville will also have a week to prepare for Dobbs, which the Cowboys did not have. This is from William from Madison on the text line. That is a very good point.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the Cowboys, you know, what were the Cowboys? I mean, the Cowboys, I'm sure, were anticipating Malik Willis. So how much of the curveball was it that Dobbs starts last night? I don't know. But it's true. I mean, again, the Jaguars are going to look at everything they can look at. And there is a lot of preseason film on Dobbs. He hasn't played in regular season games, but he played a lot of preseason games in this league for a long time.
615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for Pigskin Pick'em. Lots of action this weekend. The Titans have already played, but you've got Tennessee coming up tonight in the Orange Bowl, the semifinals of the college football playoff on the table as well. Everything coming up next This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Back in Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. It is that time of the week. Time for Pigskin Pick'em here on Robbie and Rex Road. A quick standings update in the competition. Michelle Knezovic, 3-3 last week with her lock. I went 3-3 with no lock. And Joe Rex Road, 2-4 with his lock last week as well. And the standings are as such, heading into a big weekend in the competition this weekend. Michelle Knezovic, 49-47, 9-7 on her locks, good for 58 points. Myself, 49-47 as well, but I'm 6-10 on my locks, 55 points, so 3 points back. Joe Rexroad, an impressive 37-59, 5-11 on his locks, good for 42 points in the competition. And as a sidebar, the competition already underway this week. Michelle and I both choosing the Cowboys to cover the spread last night. I locked down on it, and Joe going with the Titans. So Michelle and I both 1-0 so far this week. Joe at 0-1. Joe, your thoughts on the standings?
Yeah, but in the spirit of what we saw last night, I really was right. You guys were wrong, but whatever.
We'll go with that. So let's kick things off. Tennessee and Clemson in the Orange Bowl coming up tonight. Clemson favored by 5.5 points on the FanDuel Sportsbook. I'll start us off on this one. I'm going with the Vols. I think the Vols are going to win. I think they're going to win this game outright. I think they're going to win the game by about 3. I think Joe Milton plays well. I think Tennessee's defense plays just well enough to slow down Clemson's offense. I would not be surprised if this game gets into the high 30s from both teams, but I will go with Tennessee plus the 5.5. Joe Rexroad, Clemson favored by 5.5 in this game.
Yeah, I'll go Tennessee too. I think that incentive is something you always consider in these games. And I just feel like program-wide, Clemson, being in the Orange Bowl is a disappointment for Clemson. Clemson expects to be in the playoff. And I know, obviously, they've fallen on hard times at quarterback and all that stuff. But still, like the people in that program expect to be playing for a national championship. Tennessee is in the best bowl game they've been in decades. So I think that there's just a little bit more excitement from Tennessee for this game, and so I'll go with the Vols.
Clemson favored by 5.5 in this game. Michelle Knezovic, Clemson and the Vols tonight in the Orange Bowl.
Well, I want to make it fun, and I don't want us all to pick the same thing, but I still want to pick Tennessee. So I'm going to pick Tennessee plus the 5.5, but I will lock this down, guys. Make things a little interesting. Ooh. But I also, I think the Vols are going to win outright.
Locking in there against Clemson. So all three of us going with the Vols in this matchup. The college football playoff semifinals underway this weekend. Let's start with TCU and Michigan. Joe, you can go first in this one. Michigan, a 7.5 point favorite in this game in the college football semifinal playoff game.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go TCU. I think Michigan's going to win. I think this will be a good game. I think Max Duggan is going to make this a much better game than some people think it will be. But I think Michigan will win. Yeah, I'll take the 7.5.
Michelle Knezovic, Michigan favored by 7.5 against TCU.
I have the same thought process as you, Joe. I think that TCU will end up losing and Michigan is going to win, but I think that they keep it closer than a touchdown. So give me TCU plus the 7.5.
I said it earlier this week. TCU is going to win. TCU is going to win this game in the college football semifinal, and they will be playing in the national title game, much to the delight of TV executives everywhere. Give me TCU plus the 7.5. Georgia taking on Ohio State. Georgia favored by 6.5 in this matchup. Michelle, you go first. Georgia by 6.5.
I personally think that this is a very easy one. I think that Georgia is going to beat Ohio State by more than a touchdown. So easily give me Georgia minus the 6.5.
If I hadn't already used my lock from yesterday, I would use it now.
Same.
Georgia is going to destroy Ohio State. Give me Georgia minus the 6.5. Joe, Georgia favored by 6.5 against Ohio State.
Yeah, we got way too much groupthink going on today, but I have to go that way too. Look, Ohio State has the passing personnel and some guys on defense, you know, to make this a game, but Georgia has stepped up in every big game this year and has been the dominant team, and I expect that again.
We move to the individual portion of the program. We have two individual selections apiece. This time out, Michelle Knezovic, kick us off your first individual selection.
Well, I will begin with a college football game that will be right in our backyard here in Nashville, the Music City Bowl, Iowa and Kentucky. Kentucky doesn't have Will Levis or Chris Rodriguez playing, but you know what? That doesn't matter. Give me Kentucky plus the 2.5, and that is solely a homer pick.
Well, in Kentucky plus the 2.5 in a game where hopefully more than 2.5 points total will be scored in this contest coming up in the Music City Bowl.
Why don't you put a little money on a defensive touchdown, too? Somebody will get one.
Very well could happen. Joe Rexroad, your first individual selection.
I'm so glad you just made a pick for me. I'm so glad that you brought that game up. And I don't know that we've done this, but I've never been told you can't do this. I'm taking the under. I don't even know what it is. Can I do that? Iowa, yep. Kentucky under. Give me the under. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's 11. Give me the under.
I think it's 33.5.
Oh, God. Easy money. In fact, I make that my lock. I want to lock the Bears against the Lions, but just give me the give me a lock on the under.
Sorry, 31.5.
31.5.
Sure. Sure. Fine. It's going to be 6-3.
Going locking down on the under for 31.5 for Kentucky and Iowa. All right. My first individual selection, and I'm starting to get nervous by how much I continue to talk about this, but I'm going to do it again anyway. Give me Packers minus 3 against the Vikings. I know Justin Jefferson is about to break Calvin Johnson's single-season receiving record, and he may do it in this game with as much as Jair Alexander continues to run his mouth for no reason. But I will go with the Packers minus the 3 against the Vikings. You're at home, you're at Lambeau Field. You've won 3 in a row. I mean, the Vikings, I guess, have something to play for, but they've already won the division. I'll go with Green Bay minus the 3 in this matchup. Joe Rexroad, your second and final individual selection.
Well, I will say on that, I don't know what the tiebreaker is, but the Vikings need to win to make sure they keep the 2 over the Niners, right?
They do, and there's still a chance they could get the 1. A small chance, but a chance.
But I think it's huge to have the 2 and have the Niners come to you, right, in the divisional round. So,
when they lose in the first round to the Packers coming in as a 7th seed, it'll be mute.
Oh, my goodness.
Be careful with your Packers winning playoff games, Robbie.
That's true.
Oh, look at this excitement. That's so exciting to see. Ever since hashtag the plane from Green Bay, things have – well, it took a while after that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
It is.
Yes.
I'm still going to say it's a lock. I know I can't use another lock, but it's a double lock, okay? Lions minus 6 against the Bears. They are absolutely going to blow this. It's hilarious. It's too bad because Lions-Packers would kind of be funny because then Lions fans would get excited and they'd blow that, but they're going to blow it first against the Bears.
So you're going Bears.
After they blew it against the Panthers, in which they could be in actually a position of strength in the playoff situation. It's perfect.
So Joe going with the Bears plus the 6 against the Detroit Lions this weekend. Michelle Knezovic, your final individual selection.
Okay, so this, I'm going with the Monday night football game. I'm so excited to watch this game. It's the Buffalo Bills at the Cincinnati Bengals. And listen, I really am starting to love this Cincinnati team. I'll call a shot right now. I think that they will come out of the AFC. I think that they're going to the Super Bowl. But give me the Cincinnati Bengals plus the 1.5 over the Bills. I think they get it done over the Bills. And I think the Cincinnati Bengals team is, they're coming back for a vengeance this year. So give me the Bengals plus 1.5.
Mine is in direct opposition. Give me the Buffalo Bills minus the 1.5 against the Cincinnati Bengals. It is on the road for the Bills. This is a great Monday night football game in a year where, quite frankly, Monday night football has largely sucked in the NFL. But this one has the makings of a good one coming up. I'm looking forward to that. I will go with the Buffalo Bills against the Cincinnati Bengals in this matchup. I'm looking forward to that one, Joe. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, finally. It has been a brutal year, not just for Monday Night Football, but I just feel like overall primetime. First of all, half of the primetime games this year of all the Indianapolis Colts for some reason. Like,
I know they were on again last week, and I was like, God, I thought we escaped this.
I mean, I think they need to add something where you can just flex, like at any if a certain team proves to be pure cheeks as of like mid October, then you should be able to like flex them out of some prime timers, you know. but we deserve this one. We deserve this one, and I'm really excited about it. And yeah, I mean, I look at, I mean, in the AFC, I think you got three teams. I think one of those three teams are going to get to the Super Bowl: Bills, Chiefs, or Bengals. And I honestly, for a lot of this year, I didn't consider the Bengals in that group, but I do now.
So every single one of us went with Tennessee plus the 5.5 in the game against Clemson. And I think all of us feel like they got a pretty good shot to win the game outright. Have we just given Joe Milton, Josh Heupel, and the Tennessee Volunteers the kiss of death with our picks?
Possibly. Possibly. Yeah, it's probably. Hopefully. Jeez. That's why Michelle was doing it.
I really liked when Tennessee wasn't good at football. This year is tough for me. And now basketball season's tough as well.
Well, I mean, the way you were talking yesterday, I feel like the time of you becoming a Tennessee fan is getting closer and closer by the day.
Yeah, no, that'll never happen. But
you love Rocky Top. You already like Tennessee baseball. Now you don't like watching Kentucky basketball anymore. I mean, we're getting there.
No, I do love Rocky Top, though. And I think it was a missed opportunity. They should have played it in Nissan Stadium. That would have really got Josh Dobbs going. He would have been really locked in.
God, I'm already bracing now for hearing. I mean, I like the song too, but I'm going to have to hear it 117 times tonight. Got to mentally prepare myself for that.
Practice your woos.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Michelle, I don't think that Kentucky is going to beat Tennessee either time in hoops this year. I just want you to know. I want you to prepare for that.
Did I ask, Joe? Did I ask? Well, I have already stated this team's offense sucks. Okay? I got it. Clear. You think I'm not thinking that?
615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll have a quick edition to Call Your Shot Friday, give our final thoughts on the Titans, and look ahead to this weekend in sports as well. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. And it is that time of the week, time for a special edition of Call Your Shot Friday. A little bit later into the program today, we'll take your thoughts, your submissions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe, a very quick update on how we did last week in Call Your Shot Friday. Joe's on mute.
Perfect way to end the show. Mm-hmm. I said Cole Smith will score a goal. He did not. I said Derrick Henry will rush for less than 100 yards against the Texans. He did not. I said Malik Willis will throw a TD of more than 40 yards to Rayson McMath. He did not. Rashad Reaver will have 2 sacks to Davis Mills. He did not. And I said the Lions will come crashing to earth with a loss at Carolina.
You nailed that
ding,
one.
Ding, ding, ding. Robbie, Malik Willis, 30-plus yard run. No.
No.
You had Kale McCarr and Roman Yossi each with 2 goals. That didn't happen. You had Davis Mills extending the football just enough for a touchdown. On a sneak.
Not quite.
Didn't happen. You had Keyshawn Nixon for Green Bay will score on a kickoff return touchdown in Miami.
He was 8 yards away. He got to the 8 on the other side.
Amazing. Nick had 3 picks. Kevin Lankinen will make at least 30 starts this season. We'll have to remember that. Texans beat the Titans by a field goal. So, basically, he's right. What was the final score?
19-14.
Close enough. And then he doesn't think his car will get towed until Monday. Do we have an update? Yeah, let's get an update.
He is driving a Mini Cooper right now, and I don't think that's his real car. So
it is not. We'll see what happens on that front. Michelle Konezvic, would you like to kick us off this week with today's edition of Call Your Shot Friday?
I would love to. And we just were having a conversation about Kentucky basketball, so I feel like this is just the perfect transition. And yes, I do know that Kentucky basketball shouldn't be ranked right now, and they aren't playing very well, but they play Louisville this weekend, and Louisville sucks so bad. So my called shot is that Kentucky beats Louisville by 30 points. It's in Rupp Arena, and like I said, Louisville sucks so bad. They're 2-11, and they've lost to some D2 schools, some non-Power 5 schools. So that will just be a great game. That'll have my, you know, heart very full for Kentucky basketball. Okay, first call shot. Second one, Will Levis will go to the Indianapolis Colts. Why is Robbie laughing at me?
I just keep going.
The Detroit Lions will sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Tennessee Titans will beat the Jags. I know this is an early shot, but they will beat the Jags by 10 points. And Josh Dobbs will throw for over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns.
See? I mean, I'm just saying. Transformation to Tennessee fan. Now Dobbs is going to go out there and just ball out for the Titans. I love it. It's getting there, Joe Rexroad. Your called shots for the week.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to reiterate, bless you, Squirrel White, a 40-plus yard touchdown on something other than a catch.
Yeah.
I've got Aaron Beasley tonight will scoop and score on a Byron Young sack of Klubnik. Okay. So you got Young's, you got Young sack. Got Aaron Beasley will be the one to scoop and score. Let me write this down as I'm doing it. And I know this is an abridged edition. Justin Fields' touchdown run of more than 90 yards against the Lions.
90?
Yeah. He's going to be at like – they're going to have like 3rd and 14 from their own 6, and he's going to run for a touchdown. Okay?
Okay.
Because that's Lions football.
All right. I like it. All right, real quickly, Joe Milton will hit a 60-yard pass in the air, 60 yards in the air to Squirrel White for a touchdown today against Clemson. So it could be 80-yard touchdown, 90, whatever it is, 60 in the air. That sucker is going to travel, and it's going to hit Squirrel White right over the shoulder, and it will be a touchdown for Tennessee. Dylan Sampson will score 2 touchdowns for Tennessee. Cade Klubnik will throw for 5. Cade Klubnik throws for 5 touchdowns in this game against Tennessee's defense. So those are 3 shots from that game. Georgia, I said, would win easily last segment. Georgia beats Ohio State 45-17. 45-17 is the final score between Georgia and Ohio State. And finally, I said it earlier in Preds Pick to Click, and I'm going to double down. Tanner Janot scores not only 1, but 2 goals this weekend against the Ducks and the Golden Knights. So 2 goals this weekend for Tanner Janot after not having scored since October the 27th.
The Preds certainly hope that last one is it comes true. They need him to start, you know, chipping in there.
Joe, your final thoughts on Tennessee and Clemson tonight coming up in the Orange Bowl, in which you will be there in attendance for the game.
Well, I mean, if your vision of this game is going to come true, it's going to be a fun one. My God, yeah, what's your final score in this game?
38-35.
Oh, did Tennessee. You say that?
No, I'm saying it now.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that'd be fun. I think it could be a game like that. Clemson has some – they both have some players opting out. Even Clemson, like this year, they haven't – this has not been a vintage Clemson defense, you know. I mean, it's been a strength that's kept them in games because obviously their offense has been so up and down. But I just – look, I just feel like Tennessee executing its offense has not a lot of problem scoring on this defense. And we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong on that. And a lot of that is Joe Milton. I think ultimately that's what this game is, though. I mean, I think it's – it's not going to win or lose the QB competition. I think, frankly, that Joe Milton is going to be the starter. I'll be shocked if that's not the case when the season starts next year in Nashville against Virginia. But I think a good performance, honestly, I think it might be more important outside the program than inside the program, because the noise is going to be, if he plays poorly tonight and they lose, or even if he plays poorly and they win, the momentum against him whenever anything goes wrong will be so forceful next season. You can't just ignore that stuff. I'm saying if you're him, like it's just that you can't, and it's just I think it really could affect him, and well, it could expedite the process of going to Nico. I had an interesting conversation with some Vols media folks last night. Some people now, Joey Halsley said to us the other day, like they expect this is their quarterback group. It's Joe Milton, it's Nico Iamaleava, and it's Taven Jackson. But there's some people who think. Who are around this program a lot, who think they are going to and need to get into the portal for a QB. If you go through spring ball and Taven Jackson's just like, eh, I mean, I got no shot here, and he bolts. I mean, look at how thin you are. This is the problem with quarterback rooms in college football. So, could they go try to find a veteran who could potentially push Milton? I don't know. I wouldn't rule that out.
I don't know. That's a interesting thought that, quite frankly, I had not even thought about with Tennessee. Well, twofold there. Like when Sparks brought up the other day that they could be looking in the portal for a running back, I had not really thought about that either. And I certainly had not given much thought to the quarterback, but it does make sense. Like if you're Taven Jackson right now, like you got to be sitting here looking around going, yeah, I don't know if I'm seeing a path to me getting on the field at quarterback right now for Tennessee.
Yeah, but hey, but then again, go out and compete. I mean, we don't know anything about him, right?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just assumed as just, yeah, get out of there. But I mean, he's young and who knows? He could be great. And I mean, my response to the whole idea of a transfer QB was, okay, but what QB is looking at this situation saying, oh, yeah, sign me up for that? What good QB right now, But I mean, I think some of it is some people do look at Milton and say, yeah, he's not it, man. He's not it. He doesn't perform on game day. He misses too many throws, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And look, that could be true. Like, as much as we joke, and yes, someone put in there that we should play Total Eclipse of the Heart when I talk about Joe Milton. Do you know that song, Michelle?
No, I don't know that song. Sorry, guys.
I can hear
Turn
it.
around every now and then I get
But
a
oh, yes,
dream
I
in my
do.
head right
Thanks,
now.
Joe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. As much as we joke about that, I mean, I'm not ruling out that he just can't perform on game days. I think this is a really important night for him to give himself confidence. I mean, to give everybody else confidence too that he can do this. He's talented enough, there's no doubt, but you have to do it on game day.
Joe, I feel like we're working overtime right now. We'll be 6 to 9 on Monday, and this will be the last 4-hour show that we do. So putting a little bit of extra work right now, pat ourselves on the back real quick. In all seriousness, the schedule is changing a little bit. We'll be from 6 to 9 coming up on Monday with the new lineup and Chase and Michelle taking over at 9 o'clock. So looking forward to that. Michelle, like I said earlier, we are very proud of you, very happy for this new role that you have with the station, and we appreciate you putting up with us and continuing to put up with us.
Yes, guys, I am very excited for our new lineup starting on Monday. But also something else is happening. On Monday, we will be working with a 50-year-old. Somebody's birthday is
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, Joe Rex
Oh,
Road.
God.
Don't you think we would forget to mention
Oh,
that
yeah.
before the show ends?
Let's talk more about Michelle. We're very proud of you. This is an awesome opportunity that you've earned. And, at my resolution as a 50-year-old is that, with three less, with one less hour, we the puns and the cheesy like hashtags and stuff. Well, we got to like triple those. Like, we got to like really increase
Oh
the
yeah.
hashtag playing from Green Bay. But thank
Hashtag
you. Thank you for the
Monday
acknowledgement. Yeah.
is Joe,
No.
hashtag is 50.
That's right,
No,
Joe.
wonderful.
Happy
Oh,
birthday.
wonderful.
I know it's your favorite day of the
Thanks.
year. We're
Happy
looking forward
birthday.
to it.
Thanks,
That does
guys.
it for us today. Caroline, Willie, and D-Base is coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.